You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, I'm Laurie Savarin. I'm a great fan of theater in the Twin Cities, and my friends say I'm never home. The Hanukkah Guest is a delightful, funny, and endearing play, which was commissioned by the Minnesota Jewish Theater. It is based on a children's book by Eric Kimmel about a grandmother, Bubba Brana, who is making latkes for the first night of Hanukkah when she encounters a strange visitor. She thinks it's the new rabbi, but it is actually a bear who is attracted to the smell of her cooking. Since she doesn't see or hear very well, she doesn't realize the mistake, and the comedy keeps everyone laughing and very engaged in the relationship between the bear and the Bubba. There is some audience interaction and songs and hand gestures, which are fun and lively. It is appropriate for all ages, all cultures, and all backgrounds. There are menorahs and dreidels and latkes. Oh my! This play demystifies the letters of the dreidel, which stands for Nes Gadol Hayasham, a great miracle happened there. The Hanukkah Guest runs through December 18th at the Minnesota Jewish Theater at the Highland Park Community Center in St. Paul.
Hi, I'm Lucy Amundson, and I'm a writer in Duluth. So tomorrow night, I'm looking forward to an adult story time at Zenith City Bookstore here in Duluth. It's just these short, dark days just lend themselves to some comforting diversions, and I'm looking forward to gathering up into these comfy chairs with wine and chocolate and having someone read short stories and poetry to me. This seems like utterly the perfect thing in December for a mother trying to figure out everything to do with holidays. Staff and local authors will be reading aloud for the next three Fridays. Tomorrow night, it will be The Hunter's Wife by Anthony Dewar, author of All the Light We Cannot See.
Hi, my name is Louise Nemers, and I am a late-in-life graduate student at the University of St. Thomas in their art history program. I was at the art gallery at the University of St. Kate's, and they have a show there called Roots and Fruits, and it's about the Warm Women's Registry. It started as a slide registry of all sorts of women artists, so the hope was instead of just buying and exhibiting and having shows by male artists, here's a whole repertoire of women artists that you could pick from. And then it grew into this magazine and to a gallery and to a mentoring program. I had never heard of this group of women before. I was amazed at how many women artists in Minnesota were that active back in the 70s and 80s and what a strong influence they had on Minnesota art. The show is broken into two areas, and one side of the gallery is sort of about the roots of this movement, who the women were and the type of art they were producing back in the 70s and all the different facets that this organization had. And then the other side of the gallery is the fruits of all of these efforts, the ripple effect that these women had. It was fascinating. Roots and Fruits runs through December 15th at the Catherine G. Murphy Gallery on the campus of St. Catherine University.